It says in Matos,
take the Nekama of Bnei Yisrael, Me'es HaMidyonim, Tad Vaidaber Moshe El Om Le'mor, Echot Me'et HaManoshim, Vaseis Nikmas Hashem. Moshe Benu changed their words of Dvar Hashem. Hashem told him, Nekom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Benu said, told the Klal Yisrael, Nikmas Hashem. Because he changed the words of Dvar Hashem. Something very, very moridic. Okay, but so how he did that is Tzorachin. But Rav Kanish Levitt said he would see a classical thing, that every kesher of two people, each one is worried about the second person. I'm worried about him, he's worried about me. It's Mela, a Klal Yisrael suffered in Midian a big loss. Klal Yisrael suffered. There was a magefa of Chavdal Elef died. So they suffered a big loss in Midian, and there was also a big Chilul Hashem in Midian, also a big Chilul Hashem there. As you see, that they went after Benos Moab, Benos Midian. So Mela, there were two sibis of taking the Kama on Midian. One the Nekama of Bnei Yisrael, and one the Nikva, one the Nekama of Hashem. It's mainly every side is a Klal. Every side worries about the other side. If you have two sides you have Ish V'Isha, you have Chavrusa, every kesher of people, they throw these to worry about the second one, not worry about yourself. Mela, Hashem is worried about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael suffered in Midian a big magefa of Chavdal Elef. Hashem says, Nekom Nikmar Sebnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, they suffered. We have taken the Kama on the covered of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Benu says, the Nekama of Hashem. He looked at the foot. What is the every kesher people you worry about the other one? You hear this? This is the sword of life. It says here. It says the sword of life here. That Ish V'Isha are worried about each other. Worry about the other one. Not worry for yourself. Worry for the other one. So Hashem and Klal Yisrael, Hashem's worried about us. We suffered on Midian. We have taken the Kama of Klal Yisrael. Moshe is worried about Hashem. Hashem suffered a big kill of Hashem in Midian, so we're worried about Hashem. Each side is worried about the other side. This is the Yisod Gadol. And Rav Chaim Shlevitz always put down that now learning psachim. So there's a big shtickel here from Rav Levi Yitzchak of Baditchev. Rav Chaim put this down. It's brought down Mishnayis, Yochanan, and Boaz, and beginning of Sochim, this shtickel, that the Shaila is, we call Pesach Chag HaPesach. What's Chag HaPesach? Torah says it's Chag HaMatzos, not Chag HaPesach. We're changing the name. We're changing the name of the Chag. Torah says Chag HaMatzos, only Matzos. Torah does not say Ev Chag HaPesach. Korban Pesach. Erev Pesach is called Pesach, but the Chag is called Chag HaMatzos, and we change it. We change it to Chag HaPesach. Klal Yisrael changed the name of the Chag. We say Chag HaPesach. Says Chag HaMatzos, the big pillar. So it says Rav Lev Yitzchak, Baditchev, and Chaim brought down Bishmo that we're each side worried by the other side. The same as Shvach. Klal Yisrael is saying Shvach of Hashem. Hashem passed over the houses of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Pesach, he passed over, so he did us a big chesed. We're saying that the Chag, Hashem, the chesed of Hashem to Klal Yisrael, that they passed over al Bechorim and didn't kill any Bechorim. And Hashem is saying Auschwach. Auschwach is that we went to the Midbar, it was only matzah, no food. Lechtech achar b'midbar m'retzol zura, no food. So each one is saying the shvach of the second one. Hear this? You hear this word? This is the word about Lev Yitzchak Mudichev. That's why Klal Yisrael changed the name of the Chag. Pesach. And the Torah says Chag HaMatzah, because each one is saying the shvach of the second one. We're saying Hashem shvach. Hashem is saying Hashem is saying our shvach. Also, that's why in the tefillin, our tefillin have shvach of Hashem. Hashem's tefillin has different parashas, not our his shvach. Our shvach, mikam chay Yisrael, says in Hashem's tefillin, mikam chay Yisrael. Our tefillin says shivchay Hashem. That's the cloud. Every tzad is worried is saying the shvach of the other one. Every tzad is worried about the other one.
So Our shvach is that we left right away with matzah.
Yeah, our shvach, we left without food. No food, only matzah. We're going to Midbar many, many years. How we live, we don't know how we live. Lechtar, achabat Midbar, etzazura, only matzah. And Hashem will help us. That's our shvach. Hashem is saying our shvach, and we're saying his shvach. It's a beautiful zach, nifla. So maybe Ish v'Isha, we're worried about her. She's worried about us. We're worried about her. This is the sort of marriage. Each side is worried on the second one. Says shvach, the second one. Is this? What?
Hashem's
tefillin
says more
mikam chay Yisrael. That it says in brachas. Mikam chay Yisrael. Brachas. In the beginning of brachas says that. Hashem's tefillin says mikam chay Yisrael. Our tefillin say shvach kav yachol. His tefillin say mikam chay Yisrael. This is the pshat in the Kom Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. Hashem is saying Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. We say Nikom of Hashem. So pshat how Moshe can change the Dvar Hashem, but whatever, I know it on the beer, but you see, each side is worried about so you worry about your wife. How she feel, how she be, not about yourself. This is the Yisod. Worry for her, not for yourself. She'll worry for you, you worry for her. It'll be very, very good. You worry about each other. You worry for her, and she'll worry for you. This is the Yisod. It's a very important word. Here's this word Nerma. The word Nerma. This is the Yisod of life. You worry. Every Kesher in the world is worried about the other one. You worry for her. She worries for you. Hashem and us. Everything you're worried about the other one, not about yourself. See, and Rav Chaim said, "This is the word." The Gemara, and Yibam says, "Eslo famous Gemara, Eslo Ezer Kenegdo." So Ezer or Kenegdo, it's the Gemara Stira. Is she Ezer? Ezer Kenegdo. Says the Gemara, "Zocha Naslo Ezer." The Gemara Yibam is Sam Kimmel. "Zocha Naslo Ezer." Lo Zocha Kenegdo. Moshe had Zocha, so Rav Chaim Shlevit said Zocha means you're Zach, you're pure. Worried about her. Worried about her, she'll be an Ezer. Worried about yourself, Hakinegdo. Hear this? Worried for her is Ezer. Worried about yourself is Hakinegdo. Hear this? Worried nerve. Ba, Mago. Okay, fine. So we have to be the mechaber our wife. That's very, very, very eager. Mechaber our wife. The Gemara says it, and your mom is mechaber. So how are you mechaber her? What's the way of being mechaber her? So Rashi in Bamidbar says at least four times a big yisod. Rashi Bamidbar says at least four times. It says. Kachas Aaron, to take Aaron. To take Aaron and bring him to Hor, and he'll be niftar there. So how do you take Aaron? What's Kach Aaron? So it says in Rashi, Kachas Aaron, Bedivre Nechumin, Emerlo, Ashrecha, Shatira, Kisrecha, Nosin, Levincha. Ashrecha. How do you take somebody, Kachas Aaron, take him with nice words? Ashrecha. That's how you take a person. Ashrecha. That one Rashi in Chukas. And then the Rashi says it in Pinchas also. Rashi says it in the Pinchas. He says Kach Lecha es Yoshua. Take Yoshua. How do you take Yoshua? Says Rashi. Kachkenu b'dvarim. Ashrecha. Shezachisa. Lahanig bana shel makom. Ashrecha. Everything. Ashrecha. Then it says that he took Yoshua. Lach b'dvarim. Every kicha is b'dvarim. Hodiu matnet zchar parnasei Yisrael dolam abba. Every kicha, and it says also in before that in Haloyska also kachas alavim when they take Levi to become shufti Hashem kachas alavim. How I take a person, says Rashi, ashrechem every time. Rashi says all in whole Torah, but midbar four times ashrechem shetisko lios shemoshim lamokom. Nearly we have a dinner of kicha of isha kicha. How do you take her? Tell her ashrecha. All the time praise her and say, wow, how good you're doing, how well you're doing. Praise her all the time. Say ashrecha. How you take a person is saying ashrecha. How you take a wife by saying ashrecha, by saying how good she is, how good she's doing. That's how you have to take her wife. You have to take her. We take her with a ring and the chuppah, but the ikra kicha is later, not at the chuppah. Kicha, we're taking her all of life. How? By saying ashrecha. That's how we take a person. It says in Rashi in the Torah 10 times, maybe at least 10 times, this the sort of kicha, that the kicha is b'dvarim, by midbar 5 times. And all the chumashim, again and again, he's trying to tell us that you have to talk to your wife very nicely, always nicely, lovingly, and telling her how good she is, ashrecha, how good she's doing, how good she's taking care of the children, how good she's bechlal taking, she's working for us, and everything she's doing in the house, ashrecha. Always say ashrecha. That's how you take a woman, anybody in the bechlal, but also take her, also women take ashrecha. To tell her nice words. The way I take an isha is say nice words always, never anything not good, always nice words. If you say that, she'll be yours. To be yours, she'll be happy with you. If you're happy with her, it'll be Gan Eden, and this world.
What is the fourth time?
Right. No. So it's killed four times. One, it's a twice Yeshua, once Aaron, and once Levi. Four times, and it's also in the whole Torah, like it says in Bereishis, Hashem took Adam and put him in Gan Eden. He took him, not physically, he took him. Ashrecha, Gan Eden, Ashrecha. Everything, Rashi says, all says it, I think 10 times. You have to count where in the whole Torah it says when Sarah took Hagar and told her marry Avram, Ashrecha, Ashrecha. You'll be zocher to marry such a kadosh, everything, all the kicha in the Torah, ashrecha. We have to do that to our wives, ashrecha. Say all the time, ashrecha, how good you are, how happy I am with you, how good you're doing. How you praise her all the time, praise. That's the soul of married life, praise all the time, ashrecha. See, we had a big gadol named Rev Brevda, spoken Harbe in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Brevda said, I hear from him a lot of time, but he said this. He said, Rav Brevda, before he married Matrahira in America, he married, and he went to Avchatzkel, and Avchatzkel says, tell me, Rebbe, what's the avodah of marriage? Tell me the avodah, what marriage is, I'll do it, whatever the Rebbe says, I'll do it, that's it. Tell me what marriage is, I'll do whatever the Rebbe says, then they'll be good. So Avchatzkel said the avodah of marriage is to never be makbid. Never be makbid in marriage. Never. No kpeda at all. No kpeda at all. That's the avodah of marriage, to not be makbid bechlal. And I'm saying praise. Just praise her. No kpeda bechlal. Hear this? And what how can you say what that say she does something not so well, not beseder. What do you do with that? So so you to a Danukovskus, that's the so Danukovskus, she didn't therefore Kimat never meant anything bad for sure. Kimat never anything bad. Everything is good. Everything is good, and she made a mistake, or you made a mistake in learning up what you did. Kamat, that's always the emes. So if you don't have kafskus, always it'll be kafskus, and it'll be good. And there's nothing ever, no kpeda, no taina b'chlal. Just the ikur, we can learn the in the mitzvah say. Always done the kafskus, never kafchayve, and kiman always the emes is kafskus, and everything is good. Say when ma'isa probably happened to once a person came home, bear a storm, and no one's home. The wife the door's locked, no b'chlal. She's not home. She went somewhere. And now we're in a storm, you have to eat and rest and go back to second Seder. Nothing. No b'chlal. She's not home, b'chlal. A big pillar. How can this be? She just forgot about you. So what's the kafskus? So this has happened a few times to me also, probably most everyone. So it's happened. It happened a few times, but once this the main mice happened, came home, no one's home. So what's and kafskus? It's always the best kafskus. That's their call. Best, not if she forgot about you or something happened. The best kafskus. What's the kafskus? Kafskus is that every couple has somewhere where they live a key place, a hole somewhere. So a key. So there's a key. So we have a key. We leave the keys on top of something. There's a key there. A key right here. A key. There's food on the table. Everything is good. But since person thinks, oh, she forgot about me. And Shmuel doesn't even think to look for a key, but it is a key. It's a key. It was always a key. There across the key, right here. And she, the wife knows that Shtam is a big yisod. Always have a key. Don't say, oh, she'll be home. Have a klal, big yisod, to avoid a lot of tzara. It's have a key always. That's a big klal. This is the tachlis of the bad. Have a key. Don't say, ah, oh, she'll be home. Have a key always. So if you have a key, but she knew that there was no key, but she left the key on top of the door. Everything is good. So if you don't have kafskus, there'll be a big siyua of happy married life. Don't kafskus, very 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 big issue. Don't kafskus. So and see all the gadol had doris where every gadol was a gadol in Shalom Bais. All the gadol had dor we had. All the gadol had dor we had. The Gdolim in Torah and Shalom Bais. Like the Gadol Ador, Rav Moshe Feinstein, was a big Gadol Moed, and a Gadol in everything, in every Tchum, and Shalom Bais also. So it's a Bacha told me a story about him, Rav Moshe. It's a boy, I don't know who told me, but years ago, a boy told me, Bashem, his father, he told me a story that Rav Moshe, in the summer, went to the mountains for some vacation, and one night Moshe went to New York for many simchas. In the middle of summer, we went to New York one night. So Moshe was in the car, and there were more people, maybe a big car, and his Rebbetzin was also in the car, and Rav Moshe was sitting in the front seat. Rebbetzin was sitting in a different seat. Moshe told his Rebbetzin in the car, whatever they're doing that night, she should know that night they're going to a bar mitzvah, a wedding, a tzniyim, many, many things happened that night. He told her the whole Seder Halayla. And she didn't listen so well, she didn't hear. She asked him, say it again. He said it again, it's the same thing. And she didn't also listen, she couldn't hear well or something. So he said it six times. Same 5 minutes was for six times. And people in the car were very, very misspoiled. If that happened to them, they wouldn't have patience. And Moshe had very patience, said it six times nicely. The Moshe Feinstein was a big gadol. And every gadol is a gadol in all tchumim, not just in Torah and Halacha, all tchumim. Every gadol has to be gadol in all tchumim, otherwise won't be godless. Moshe was a gadol in Torah and midos. We have a big rabbi, Rabbi Nissen Alpert, Satzal, big rabbi. So the Rabbi Nissen Alpert is the Talmud Mufak of Moshe. Rabbi Nissen Alpert said a story, one story about Moshe, that Amol in America, and you didn't see it, there was no pen. Before the tufa of pens, everything was with ink. And if you, when we were school, we had an ink well. If you ever heard of it, ink. Every well was ink. There were no pens. The pens weren't yet in the world. Everyone had ink. They had ink, and so Moshe. Everyone wrote with, and that was the before pens came to the world. So ink. So Moshe was learning. There's a new shas called the Schulzinger Shas. If you ever heard of it, you ever saw it. Beautiful shas in America. And they gave Moshe a shas, Schulzinger Shas, very nice shas. And Rabbi Alpert was sitting in front of him. And by accident, the ink spilled, and one page of the shas became a little not so well. So Rabbi Alpert was a little worried that his rabbi knew shas, and then one page is not so well. And Moshe came in, nothing. Nothing happened, like zero. But the big godless. Okay, so we have to learn to not be makbid ever. That's the yisod. No kpeda ever. There's no siba to makbid ever in marriage bechlal, or in marriage bechlal, in life bechlal, marriage befrat. No siba to makbid. Only praise, that's all. Praise, and no kpeda ever, and there'll be a life of Gan Eden, and Israel. Gan Eden, that's all. We could be Gan Eden. Always praise her. That's it. Praise her, and don't no pray the ever. Then there'll be nifla. Okay, what to say? Kids to see Rabbi Kiva. There's a big Tana called Rabbi Kiva. Kiva, a big Tana. So the Gemara Shabbos has a long story at Rabbi Kiva. Long story, not Bishmo, but they say it's Rabbi Kiva. Maybe look in. And Kufkov Zayin and Beis Kafskus. That's the semen of Kafskus. And Kiva was done Kafskus. His Rabbi Kiva before he married, before he learned, he wasn't yet learning. He was working by Rabbi Lezer, his Rebbe Ben Hurkanis, and he was done Kafskus. Meisa Nura. That's it. The whole marriage is biadenu, be done Kafskus. Never be makbid, only praise, and then there'll be a life of nifla moed. Everything will be nifla moed. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about Shabbos. Shabbos is Erev Shabbos is the one of the ikur izvanim of Peda. Now it's even the summer. See, all the Baal Musa say a big yisod that in the summer Shabbos is 7 o'clock. And winter 4 o'clock, and the same rush is by Shabbos, summer and winter. The little pella, what's the beer in the pella? They say, but Muslims say the pella. The so is person waits for last minute. Person says, I have time. Last minute. So people, I heard Bashem, there's a big huddle in Baltimore, Rav David Kronglass, out the mirror. So Rav David Kronglass said, people are late for Shacharis, okay, Shacharis, but Mincha, Marit, they're late, how could that be? Mincha, Marit, Elamai, last minute. It's the sort of last minute, and then they have time. So we have to be early for Shacharis, Mincha, and Marit. We'll say, I heard this week a big Kiddush, which will say a big Kiddush. I heard from there's an American mirror, I know his name. He told me, there's an American mirror in English, told me that he married an inicle of Rat Neuvrit, the two Rat Neuvrits, one from a Shabbos, one a brother in Bnei Brak. So the brother in Bnei Brak, also a Hashem person, had a big gemach in Bnei Brak, famous gemach, big gemach, he loaned people money, Harba Shonim. So the Baal Gemach, Rat Neuvrit in Bnei Brak said, Adever Mavhil. This is the Adever Mavhil. He said that people marry children in Eretz Israel. They have to borrow money. They have to borrow money. Go to Gemachim, Mashkantes, everything. People that come davening early, don't need any gemachim. Bechlau, nothing. They can marry children without gemachim. Mashkantes, nothing. Here, chiddush neira. Because Rabbi Noivit, the one the Baal Gemach said, he davened in a big minyan in the Bnei Brak. People in the minyan married children. So yes, then I'll give you a gemach. I have a gemach. Give you a big gemach with big tenoyim and whatever you want. They said we don't need a gemach. We can marry children without a gemach. Hear this? Mavil, and this is the emes. This is the truth. This is the truth. If you come to daven early, no gemachim, no mashkantes, nothing. You can marry children without any halvah b'chlal. Hear this? Mavil. All the gemachim, they're full. Because they come down late. Hear this?
What's the
midah
between
Parnasa
and...
Parnasa, this is after Shachris is the shefa of the day, of life, b'chlal. Come Shachris early, I'll say now. Rav Leib Baruch, our dear Rav Leib Baruch, told me a few times the following story. He told me, myself, I wouldn't believe it, but he told me, I learned together with him many years, so he told me that he knew a big gevir in America, big America who had a big gevir. And suddenly one day the gevir lost all his money. Stock market, something happened, lost all his money. He came to Eretz Israel to ask Rav Chaim Levenstein what to do about this. He lost all his money. Chaim asked him, how is Shachris? Tell me how is Shachris? I'm a bit late. No, that's not good. Come early. Went back to America, came early, and everything came back. Hear this? Mother. This is the Avinur. The whole Eretz Israel is marrying children. The Gemachim are full. Go to Kupmin, Rav Yaffa, Shlita, and they're all full waiting list of a year, half a year or more. And the people are borrowing money and mashkantes. If you buy a dira, you have to have mashkanta. Otherwise, how you pay a dira? 5 million shekel, you can't buy. No one 5 million shekel to buy a dira. 5 million, six, seven, no one knows. So how do you buy a dira for 5 million shekel? If you come early, no problem. Hakol b'seder. Hear this? How is it happening? We don't know. We can't be masvid, but Hashem has ways in heaven, and there's no mashkantes, and no halvah b'chlal, no gemachim b'chlal.
Can you explain
the side
that
changes
by the school of
air? The Sod is, if you're Moshe Nefesh, you're Moshe Nefesh. Hashem says, you're Moshe Nefesh. Come davening early is not a simple matter, not simple. You have to, you're Moshe Nefesh. Davening 7 o'clock, 7:15, you have to wake up 6 o'clock and make everything ready and leave the house early, come early. That's Moshe Nefesh, Moshe Nefesh. Moshe Nefesh, Moshe Nefesh. I'm also Moshe Nefesh. The midash adam moden modin lo. Sim yom os nefesh, shem os mos nefesh, mos nefesh.
Is it miyuchad the chakras or anything that's difficult on a person's mos nefesh?
By the way, we have a masur on chakras. We don't know anything else. Could be, but we have masur on chakras. Here, you can marry children, no mashkante, no gemach b'chlal. You don't have, not Rav Yaffa, not Rav Kupmin. Not Rav Yaffa, not Kupmin. Don't, they say shalom to them when you meet them, but no going to the gemach. You can talk to them in learning, but not doesn't have to have gemach. Hear this, pele. I heard this week from an inicle of Rav Neuwirth. See, is an English avrich here. I don't know his name. Who told me he heard b'shem Hizaydi, his wife Zaydi, Rav Neuwirth, the Baal Gemach, and said kacha hamatzis. Something other. So now we have Eitzah. People are afraid to live in Eretz Yisrael, having their children. Eitzah pshuta. Not pshuta, but Eitzah. Come davening early, that's all. Very simple. Another. Maybe it needs beer more than the skula. But this is a skula beduka. That's it. This is the skula beduka, and this is the emes. Not a fairy tale. This is the real truth. This is the truth. So Hashem Yazur. Okay, fine. So holding out Shabbos. So Shabbos is a very big school of Shabbos. Shabbos is also a school of Shabbos. We have to light 40. Light 40. Don't light late. Light 40 minutes before Shkia. Light minutes and better 50. In Yerushalayim, 40, better 50. This is Rav Kanievsky said, if you want any Yeshua in the world, all Yeshua in the world, you have to have two things. light 50, and in Yerushalayim 40 and air 10, and the wife should daven shacharis mincha ma'ariv. That's the school of Kranjewski, and there'll be every shul in the world. Whatever you need, the school of Yeshua in the world, Kranjewski said, air 10 to every Yerushalayim, do 50, bring back 40, wherever the shiur is, air 10 and daven shacharis mincha ma'ariv. You about it, but even your wife.
So in America, it applies if you just do 10 more than 18, or it's
maybe half hour. Do half hour in America. Half hour in America, half hour. So we marvel. Okay. Right. The man sets up the naros. That's the crowd. The women light naros, and when the man sets it up, like it says, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that neither chala hadlakas anir, says Rabbi Kiviger. Neither is her Indian, chala her Indian. Hadlaka is her Indian, but the nir itself is the Baal's Indian. The Baal's Indian. And then, you know, there's the Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos, the big Kiddush. Tosfos in Shabbos says, there's a story in Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos says two stories, one after the other. One story, that they lit a lot of Neros to two Gavarabbas. One story, one Gavarabba, Stira, asked Tosfos. Tosfos says that one place, this is the Kiddush Nero, needs a big Ian. One Tosis in Shabbos says that one place the Isha and the Baal lit, one place only the Isha lit. He said Tosfos. So what's tracking that? The Baal's not lighting. So it says Rab Kapshitz, Shlita Abed Shemesh, the Baal sets up Neros, sets up. The setting up is lighting. Setting up Neros is called lighting. It's called lighting. Tracking Tosfos. Setting up Neros is called lighting. You have to set up well, nicely, well, you know, not rush last minute. I might see it to set it up, not Friday. Set it up before Friday, with the issue of everything good. Well, then you have the school of Tosfos of two Gavarabbas. Very nice. Tosfos and Shabbos are Chav Gimel Amid Beis.
Everyone said that Zara then lights them.
Right. Right, the Rambam says, the Rambam says a Kiddush Neira, that a Zar is allowed to light the menorah of the Mikdash. You have to take it out, or light with this, a long near. But a Zar whose mative is Chayim Malkus. A Zar whose mative is Chayim Malkus. A Zar whose Madlik is Mutter, the Rambam. So what's the vehicle? You see the Hatava is more Choshur than the Adlaka. Hatava is the Ikra, the Rambam. The Rambam says it. The Rambam says, a Zar was made of Chayim Malkus. A Zar is mutter to light the Nero is mutter. A Zar. But a Zar made of Chayim Malkus. This is the whole world says the Raya. HaTovah is more important than we're made of. It's in Matlik. We have the main Tafkid, HaTovah. HaLokah is less chasher than the HaTovah, right? Rambam. The Rambam, I think you have to see inside. We're in the,
see, I think.
So I think it's in. You might not find it. Maybe being Rambam of Avoda said this. Dovinura. Atova is more important than the Hadlaka itself. Hadlaka. If to find it. Hadlaka. Thank you. Hadlaka. Hadlaka is. Okay, I don't know where the Yachna, where it is. Bes Mikdash. I thought Bes Mikdash not in Bes Mikdash. Klal Mikdash. Okay, I don't know where it is now. I have to blend it. I throw it in. Now, bless me, Josh. Kiddush, Shishi. Amamina. No, okay. Okay, I don't know where it is. Not where I'm Mikdash. Okay, I'm not sure where it is. I have to find where it is.
The Rebbe
is
saying it's the same. It's not just for the Beis Hamikdash, it's also Shabbos near.
Hatova is more important than the Hadlaka itself. See? The Rebbe said, okay, we'll find. Maybe we should make it before. And the Iker is to have Shabbos ready early, and that's Iker, right? Ready early, not rushed, last minute. And the Iker is to have Shabbos ready early. That's the Iker, not last minute. So it says, you know, there's a famous Maisa. You can ask. There's a kosher person who learns in the. There's a yeshiva Baal Tshuva here, I forgot the name of it, near the mirror, Baal Tshuva. It's still a Sfarim Baal Tshuva, near the mirror.
Machne Yisrael.
So Machne Yisrael learns a big other Torah named Rav Moshe Yadel Shlita, a good other Torah. He learns in Machne Yisrael in the yeshiva Baal Tshuva. So Rav Yadel Shlita says a story from Rav Abramsky. Abramsky married an inical of the Ritvaz. There's a big gadol named the Ritvaz. Ritvaz lived in Tzfas. We were a parish on the Shalmis. So the story Rabbi Bramsky says over from, I'm not sure he knew the Ritvaz, but his wife told him that their story happened on the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz lived in Slutsk. And the Ritvaz knew Choshev Mishpat Baal Peh. That's what Rav Nota said from Rabbi Zalman, that the Rabbis knew Baal Peh or Choshev Mishpat. Something marvelous. So, E'ef Shalom HaLos Al-Das, the whole Choshev Mishpat. So, and the Rabbis, while he was the Rav of Slutsk, became sick, and he was almost passed away. And the Rabbis said, that in the kufa being very sick, he saw himself in Bezdin Shel Maila, and they gave him a chance of tanning for himself. So he tanned. I'm writing a parish on the Yishalmi. After finish, he said it. It's chashiv, but efshar adarchem. He said, I'm a guy with tzaka. Also efshar adarchem. And he said, my Shabbos is ready Thursday night. That's why I actually have to do different nuskos. That's what I heard. It's all Thursday night ready. On Friday we're moist, but everything is ready Thursday night. He said that schos is Yeshua Da'achem. And they let him live 15 years more. He came to Tzfas. He buried in Tzfas. Because the beschus, Shabbos was ready early. So we have to be ready Shabbos early. Very important. Ready early. That's very big Indian. Then Ebezay, there won't be any tension. Everything will be good. It's Shabbos early. It's very, very big. So have Shabbos ready early. There's a lot of stories. And Chavetz Chaim also, he gave schools to people with children. Also being ready early. Many stories on Chavetz Chaim. So we have to be ready early. Have a shalom bayis. Rav Pinchas said, I hear him say a shmooze. Rav Shmuel Pinchas on Erev Shabbos. He says we should rest Erev Shabbos. You know, it's summer, and then we'll be ready for Shabbos much more if we rest Erev Shabbos. That's also part of Erev Shabbos. Okay, but Shem should help us. Have Shabbos early, ready early, Neros ready early, have Shalom Bayis. I saw one of the one sefer says, Ish v'isha, Shalom b'neihem, Shechina b'neihem. It's merely if you have Shekhinah, you have everything. Parnasa, Shefa, children, because there's Shekhinah here. So any Shvisha, they have Shalom, they have Shekhinah. Merely if you have Shekhinah, everything is good. Hashem should help us have Shabbos early. Not paid them. That's the cloud. Not paid ever. Only Shvachim, Ashrecha, only tell Shvachim, not paid ever. That there'll be Shalom, there'll be Shekhinah, and we'll have all the Yeshuas. I mean, just one Rashi in Masay. It's a very important Rashi. So now we're holding, we have a Dolo Parsha. So there's a Rashi Nuramur in Masay. Rashi says in Masay, there were Nura, that Hashem counted Mem Beis Masos. Now why? Why are you counting Mem Beis Masos for? What's the reason for this? So says Rashi, Rabbi Tanchuma says a Drasha. Moshe LeMelech, Shehoya B'Beno Chole, Holicho LeMokam Rachok Refuoso, Kevin Shehoya Chozrim, Hiskol Aviv, Monekol Kol Amasos, Amalo, Kan Yashanu, Kan Chashashta Esroshcha, Pele, what's that Mashi? Why Chaz Matzos for? What's the reason? Learn Hamafke, learn Abravis. Why are we by chazering all the Masos? So just a regesh. The regesh is that maybe the father wants to relive what he did, went through with his son. Relive it. Mela, he wants the son to him, wants him and the son to have Kesher. Mela, relive with him what you went through with him. And Hashem also. Hashem wants us to have him Kesher. That's time he helped you. Let's go over what we went together. Go over and make Kesher with me. Hashem says. Who are the Ishvisha? Go over with her. Whatever you went through with her, you have to do it nicely, well. She'll agree to it and do it, and there'll be Kesher. Hashem shall help us have a big, big Matzlacha.